We told you recently that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency had given a preliminary approval to Florida's Department of Environmental Protection of new state rules concerning freshwater quality standards. But if you also remember, back in April, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Florida Cattlemen's Association together filed a lawsuit challenging EPA's determination letter and final rule establishing numeric nutrient criteria for waters in Florida. And Ashley Lyon, Deputy Environmental Counsel for NCBA, said that lawsuit continues.
You know, EPA did send a letter to Florida saying, you know, from what they have looked at briefly in the proposed rule, because what Florida has done, Florida DEP has proposed their own numeric nutrient criteria. Of course, that isn't a final rule. And so EPA's letter said basically, you know, we have looked at this. We've started to analyze it. We haven't finished analyzing it. Much of what we see in there we do like, but we have to wait until it gets all the way through Florida's regulatory process before EPA will make a final decision on whether they find that it is justified under the Clean Water Act or not.
So technically, Lyon said EPA has yet to actually accept what the Florida DEP will be doing.
So until that happens, you know, the lawsuit will continue because, you know, we do see this as a states' rights issue. Under the Clean Water Act, the states are the ones that are supposed to set these criteria. And Florida was in the process of doing that, and you see that continue. They are developing these criteria for their own state in a very scientific way. And so as it moves through Florida's process, we will see what EPA does with it as a final rule.
And while different briefs have been filed on both sides, she said there still has been no real time set yet for arguments in the case, but the lawsuit itself does still remain in the district court in Tallahassee. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.